Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa, where today we're going to talk about why is it so hard to change our motherfucking life? Why is it so difficult for us to change our mind, to change our behavior, our thoughts, our perspective? See, all of these things are shaping our reality. And at this point, we have become very aware beings. We have this awareness that something in our life needs to change, and yet when we step up to the plate and we try to swing really hard and we give it our best, we still come up short. Why is it so difficult for us to change? This is a topic that we're going to dive right into. So let's get into the episode. All right. One of the things that I want to start off with is the art of letting go of who you learned to be. This is ultimately at the heart of this conversation. Of course, we can talk about all of the modalities and the things that you can do to biohack the body, but that's not as beneficial as truly understanding that you learned to be this way. And so just that in itself starts to give you more awareness that the same way you learned to be this way is the same way you can unlearn to be this way. One of the things that I learned that radically changed my life in the ways that I was going about healing was truly understanding the science of it. When I understood that the brain is literally designed to solve problems relating to our survival, that in essence, our brain is a survival organ, that changed so much for me because I realized that our brain is not trained to heal. Our brain is trained to keep us alive. And so this is what we're talking about here. This is why it's so hard for us to change, because our brain is constantly assessing danger. Our brain is assessing our now based on the lens of yesterday. Did you get that? So every single day that you're moving through your life, your brain is processing. It never freaking stops. This is why meditation and yoga and mindfulness can be so difficult for people, because they want this magical suspension of their thoughts, but actually that's not possible. If your brain stops and you don't have any thoughts, you're most likely dead and you're not here. It's not about not having thoughts. It's about allowing ourselves to be in the limitless. It's about allowing ourselves to be in the void. It's about training the mind that as the thoughts come, you refocus back to your breath or back to an object or back to your body, whatever tool you use to bring you back to the present moment. That's what it's truly about. But back to the survival brain, because this shit is crazy, yo. So the brain is meant to keep us alive, and yet so many of us are still trying to cognitively heal. So while so many people, you see, so this is not our fault. The fact that our go-to is to always try to fix something, that is inherently a program that was embedded in us. And when I say embedded, I mean through our culture, through TV, through mass media, through everybody around us that makes us feel like, one, everything and everyone is disposable. Two, there's a magic pill to lose weight. There's a magic pill to do that. It's like at every cost, we almost are programmed into fix it mode. Nobody actually ever teaches you to let it go mode. Nobody teaches you that you actually don't have to do anything. Some of the things that I work on with my clients the most is literally the art of letting go. It's literally the art of detaching. It's literally just allowing ourselves to commune with the present moment and to allow everything to motherfucking just be the way it is without trying to change it. Holy shit, humans. If you can do that, if we can all do that, if we can just allow things to just be as they are, one, that would bring us so much peace. And two, we would just be happier as a human race. Give yourself grace to understand that you've learned to be this version of yourself. And so the conversation isn't about hacking your system. The conversation is about learning to be a new human. It's about learning to be a new version of you. It has taken me many years to understand the art of stepping into a new beingness because there's so much information out there that makes us feel that we're wrong. We're wrong for having a bad thought. We're wrong for not sticking to our routines. We're wrong for whatever other thing you're shaming yourself for. And oftentimes, like, who the hell wants to keep working on themselves when everything that they do is wrong? I don't know about you, but like, who wants to be in a relationship or friendship where this person is mirroring back to you all of your faults? Eventually, you're not going to want to hang out with this person anymore. You're not going to want to try with this person. Well, guess what? That person is you. That's what's happening when we're only looking at the things that are wrong with us, when we're only looking at the things we have to fix. Eventually, we kind of give up. And the thing is that we're giving up on ourselves. And it's because it's too hard. But what if I told you that all we needed to do was learn to let go of who we actually learned to be? That maybe this version that is procrastinating, this version of us that's lazy, this version of us that puts everything off to later, whatever thing you're shaming yourself with, what if that's actually not really who we are? What if we just learned to be like that because of survival, because of our upbringing, because of the way we grew up, because of some trauma that happened to us in the past? Because the brain is not designed to heal. You see, our spirit is. This is why it's so important to connect to all of the bodies. See, the brain is so beautiful. We need our brain. I love our brain. But we need our body and we need our spirit and we need our emotions. Like, everything is important. And those are the other bodies actually that help us truly really heal. And so many of us are still trying to heal from the brain, but we really got to go into the body. We got to go into our nervous system. We got to go into our spirit. And so here are a couple of things that I want you to do first. Number one, let's thank this energy and the part of you that learned to be like this. Because at the end of the day, we cannot truly heal and let go and allow more to come in if we're still holding on to something. And I find after talking to hundreds of students that I coach, this is the thing that actually is holding them back. They cognitively understand what's coming up. They have beautiful awareness that this one behavior or this one pattern is getting in the way, and yet they still can't get to the other side. How come? Let's thank this energy for showing up. Let's thank this part, the part of you that you're shaming. Instead of like the mother who is sending their child to the corner because they're punished, what if it was the opposite? What if you actually thank this part? Like, ooh, procrastination, thank you for coming in. I don't think I need you anymore. In fact, I actually don't need you anymore, but I see how I created this energy and I see your role and I see your part and I see how vital and important you were to my survival. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for showing up in my life, but I got it from here. Thanks. What if that was step number one? What if it wasn't like, oh, I have to fix you procrastination and I have to fix you laziness. I'm going to put you in the corner and I'm going to show you who's boss. Like, that never works for anybody. Like, that actually doesn't work for children. It doesn't work for adults. It doesn't work for anybody. Nobody makes moves out of punishment. And if you do, you do it out of fear. And eventually that energy will come rise up and come to bite you in the ass. Okay. So step number one of letting go of who you learn to be, for me, is to blast open my heart, is to be in my compassion and be in my love and be in my reverence and show my thankfulness for this energy that came through to really help me in a time where I probably couldn't even have the language or the cognitive intelligence to understand what the hell was going on. Number two, realize there's nothing freaking wrong with us. You know, I'm recording this podcast with my hand over my heart, and I'm bringing forth a few people that I have in mind that they think that there's something wrong with them because they can't get over whatever their past was, or they can't get over the trying to fix it and get to the result that they actually really want. And so they start to blame themselves. Well, it must be me. I did all the things. I hired the person. I did the course. I still failed. Why am I still back here? Everybody's succeeding. It's me. And I'm here to give you a permission slip and remind you that it's not you, baby. It's not you, human. Like, realize there's actually nothing wrong with us. We learned to be this version of ourselves. So maybe we learned to constantly be in that fixing mode, and that kept us on the hamster wheel. Maybe we learned to start something but never finish it. Maybe we learned to give all of us to our partner and then also close ourselves off. We learned to be these kinds of humans. And so acknowledging that there's nothing fucking wrong with us is important, because when we don't, you get stuck on that. I need to fix. I need to fix. I need to fix. There's something else. There's something else. And I just already told you that the brain is connected to our survival, and it's not going to help you heal. That's not where the light is shining through. It's in your heart. It's in your spirit. It's in the awareness of these things that are arising in us. There's no way to cognitively think our way into healing. There just isn't. Number three, let's remember that if you can feel it, then you can actually heal it. Because you can't heal anything that you're avoiding. You cannot heal anything that you're running away from. And I really want to make sure that I say this, that when I say heal, I'm not saying perfection. When I say heal, I'm not saying you heal it one time and boof, it's gone. Because oftentimes the things that we heal do come back. And so I really wanted to make sure that we use this word loosely. Let's say that you're healing, but you're bringing your awareness to it. You're bringing your attention to it. So you stopped running away from it. And so number three of letting go of who you learned to be is reminding yourself that if something is coming up for you, there's no need to bring in shame. There's no need to put on the Mr. Mrs. or they fix it hat. It's about you understanding that, holy crap, I actually have an opportunity here. If I feel this and I'm not running to push it down and to suppress it through alcohol or binge eating or whatever other thing that I do, watching Netflix, the thing that I do to avoid feeling it. Like, once I stop doing that, once I actually can even take a pause and replace that with awareness, wow, you have a big opportunity to truly start to rewire and change our behavior. This is why I'm recording this, because I see so many people talk about journaling and yoga and meditation and bike riding and burpees and whatever other things we do to try to trick our brain into healing, but there is no tricking our brain. Like, I literally had the best result in my life letting go of the past version of myself. And this is exactly what I did. It was learning to bring in new rituals and new habits. And so sometimes, honestly, it really breaks my heart when I hear people say that, you know, you shouldn't, if you don't want to practice things for too long and if you feel discomfort, then stop doing it. Hashtag the soft life, like just do whatever feels good. And yes, I get it. Like, I really do. I understand that this is the divine feminine way. Like, we have to be able to let go and connect to that water element and just like surf. And be able to just allow the current to take us. But like, don't fucking get it twisted. Like, you cannot rewire who you are by doing things once or twice. That just doesn't make sense. You can't. Because put it like this. How long have you been practicing whatever thing is bothering you? I'll put myself as an example. I was a huge procrastinator. And that's something that has taken me so long to work through. There was so much shame around, I need to do this faster, I need to be on time. Oh my God, being on time, forget about it. I never showed up anywhere on time. And I started to realize that was actually a trauma response because I didn't feel safe around my environment. So I always showed up late. I always slipped into the crowd. And so I waited last minute to do every single thing in my life. And it's taken me so much time and grace and love and support from myself to understand that there's nothing wrong with me, that it's all good, you know, thanking this energy for showing up. But I'm also realistic in the fact that I was practicing that behavior for at least 25 years of my life. So do I think in 1 week it's going to change? No. Do I think in 2 weeks it's going to change? No. A month, 3 months, 6 months? No. Like, it takes time. Just think about how long you've been practicing beating yourself up. How long have you been practicing talking to yourself like shit? How long have you been practicing eating like shit? Whatever it is, the thing that you want to change, by the way, this is no judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. Whatever you do that makes you happy, if it truly fulfills you from the inside out, I'm so happy for you, human. I just speak from experience and I tell you the things that helped me. The things that helped me, I'm super straightforward with, is changing my environment, changing my mindset, changing my food, changing the things I was eating, changing the music I was listening to, changing the things that I was watching on TV. Everything I changed, and I wasn't running away from my problems. I truly started to understand the mechanics of the law of resonance and the law of attraction and the law of one. Like, I started to realize that I am one with the entire universe. So are all beautiful beings, and that we're actually a fragmented of the one divine God, and that I'm perfect in all of my ways and you're perfect in all of your ways. And there's too much fucking shame that's going around in 2023 where people feel so bad about themselves. And this is why we're all being walked home back to our wholeness, because, oh my gosh, humans, we need a motherfucking break, okay? Like, we have been so hard on ourselves. And so this is the opportunity where letting go of who you learned to be is gonna require patience. So allow the change to be a lifelong journey. Allow letting go of who you learned to be a lifelong journey. Make sure that you continue to be the student of your life every single day. Every single day I'm learning shit about myself. Every single day I'm letting go more and more and more. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. I can tell you 6 and 7 years later, I'm still letting go. I'm still letting go of parts. I'm still letting go of parts I thought I let go of 2 years ago, and it shows up again. We're always letting go. The art of letting go of who you learn to be can be so healing. And as you start to dive into that healing path, allow yourself to be the pivot queen bee. Allow yourself to be the pivot queen king. Allow yourself to be the pivot human, okay? Like, it is all fucking okay to change your damn mind. It is okay. It is okay. It is okay. In a society where we shame people for changing their mind, it's so harmful to be in that energy. And we need more people to step in and step forward and show us that, thank you, Vera Wang, we can start a business in our 40s, that we can write a book in our 50s, that we're never too late. We are never too late. This illusion that we have a certain deadline to do and become who we really are, it's just phony and BS. Actually, do we ever learn who the hell we are completely? No, like, you're not complete at 20. You're not complete at 30. Man, listen, I am completely different in my 30s than I was in my 20s. And now, guess what, humans? I cannot believe it. Yo, I'm going to be 40 years old. Like, I was just sharing this with my Cosmic Genius group, and I was just looking into the little Zoom square, and I'm like, what is this life? This is crazy. I still feel 25. Like, I'm so happy and blessed and grateful that I get to do this work. But like, holy crap. Like, now, the Melissa that I am now, even to 5 years ago, night and day, completely different. That goes to show you that we're always changing. And you speak to people in their 50s and they tell you, oh my God, your 40s are amazing. I was a completely different person. And you speak to people in their 40s and they look back to 30s and they're like, oh my God, I am not the same person. And vice versa. Like, you just keep growing and you keep going. Here's a couple of things that I want you to think about as you pivot. Number one, change your environment. If you change your environment, you will step into the newness and the new human that you're becoming. How can you go back to the same old environments and still step into your newness? I'm not saying you can't, but it takes time. It took so long for me to be able to walk back into a bar, a club, a hookah lounge, and not feel any urge to drink or to smoke or to do any of the unhealthy things that I was doing. And so the first thing started with changing my environment. I changed my environment from dancing on tabletops because I love to fucking have fun to changing and trading it in for walks in the farmer's market or 6 a.m. yoga class or meditating in my spare room or coloring or drawing or working out. Like, I just changed my environment. I started going to art studios. I started to go to healing classes. Change your environment, because that is what's going to cultivate this new way of being. Remember, this episode is all about letting go of who you learned to be. There's nothing wrong with you. You have to thank this part, but you also have to help. You have to help by cultivating a new environment. How can you want yourself to change and you're still doing the same shit? You can't. And maybe I shouldn't say you can't. Maybe you could, but damn, it's going to be hard. You know, it's like if you're a freaking crack addict to coffee and all you do is keep visiting coffee shops, it's like maybe you got to stop visiting the coffee shop so that you can break that pattern. Like, just think about it in that way. To change the way you speak to yourself and about yourself. I find that the way people speak to themselves sometimes is so degrading and harsh and mean. And so I stopped talking to myself in ways that I didn't like. And so I stopped calling myself certain names or calling myself lazy or calling myself whatever thing that was coming up for me that was a trigger. I stopped bringing that up. I stopped saying it. I even stopped repeating it to people. I literally stopped talking to myself in a way that was harmful. And with more loving energy, I started to reparent that part of me where I was being too harsh on myself. And that really opened up a lot for me. And the last thing is to activate and cultivate the energy of the new person that you're stepping into. You know, people always say, act and feel and do and be the person that already has it. And there is something to that. But I think even bigger than that, use your imagination, humans. What would it feel like? Imagine if you can wake up in the exact location that you always wanted, with the exact relationship if you want a relationship, or family, or weather, or business, or friendship, or community. Start to fancy and start to imagine possibility. What would the quality of your life be like? If you can change who you are, if we can change our partners, if we can change our homes, if we can change our zip code, why don't you think you can change who you are? Of course you can, but you gotta stop being around the people who keep reminding you of who you used to be. Humans, I love you. I love recording all of these beautiful podcasts and sessions for y'all. It feels like it's such a community. It's not for you. It's for me. It's for us. It's for we. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful to be here with you. If you are feeling like you want to step into your soul entrepreneurship, check out Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, the 10th motherfucking round. And stay tuned, because this week, for people who get in, I am going to share and announce a beautiful surprise. And so, I'm excited. I have chills. Screenshot this episode if you felt it, if you liked it. Leave us a review. Screenshot it on social. Tag me. I am Melissa Ruiz. Otherwise, check out the link in my Instagram. Send me a DM if this is your season, if this is your time, if you're ready to step into your leadership and merge your beautiful spiritual gifts with a business that is connected to your livelihood. All right, humans, namaste. Go with God. See you soon. Breathe.